When the topsoil is being washed away, it takes with it all those essential nutrients that support plant growth. So losing the topsoil is basically losing the treasured portion of your land. So it's very, very important that we ensure that our topsoil remain where it is, because that's our asset. And when we lose our topsoil, our asset goes with it. So it's very important that we protect our soil, and that's exactly what the plants does. It provides a comfort for the soil. It binds the soil together and it keeps it in place where it belongs. And yes, the deeper you go, less fertile it's going to become. So you're going to find yourself now having to put more into the soil to get the same level of productivity. And by doing so, you're going to be harming the organisms that remain there. Persons tend to overlook the organisms. The organisms in the soil plays a very important role in maintaining the healthiness and the healthy state of the soil.
We really don't have to go very far, but only to simply to look at Haiti. Basically, what happens when you lose your topsoil? You will lose your topsoil to the point where your land becomes unproductive. The agriculture sector suffers, and let's not fool ourselves. On small island developing states, agriculture, that agronomic aspect, still forms a very important part of our socioeconomic development. When you lose that ability to feed yourself, other sectors start to suffer. Your education, your health, your tourism, and so on start to suffer. And eventually, you have what is called a structural implosion of your society, in the case of Haiti. Well, of course, Haiti would have had political issues as well, but certainly one of the major contributing factors to Haiti's decline was poor environmental management. And if we are not careful in managing our resources carefully, we can, starting with our water availability, we can be in a similar position like Haiti, like many other examples around the world.